So let's review. The first mission in the Perek begins. Ein tzadin dogim in abeivarim b'yamtiv. One is forbidden on yamtiv to catch fish from a pond, and certainly not from lakes and rivers. Although tzarech achal nefesh is permitted on yamtiv, the rule is that malachas that can be performed before yamtiv without a deterioration of the quality or taste of the food are forbidden. Fish can just as well be caught from the pond before yamtiv and kept in a tank or in the pond in a net until they are needed on yamtiv. For this reason, tzedin in general is forbidden on yamtiv. We also may not feed fish in these ponds in Yamtiv if it entails extra tzirch on Yamtiv, as Rash explains. Fish are considered as they are able to eat things growing in the water. Taisa explains that we may not feed anything that is mechusud seida, that we need to catch, because if we are allowed to feed the animal, one may come to catch it, which is forbidden. The Mishnah continues. One is, however, permitted to catch fowl and other animals from fenced-in areas, but and one may feed these animals in Yamtiv because they are mezainis in alecha. It's your obligation to feed them. Pshimim Leil clarifies that not all fenced-in areas have the same status. Any enclosure in which the animals need to be chased and caught would be forbidden to catch on Yamtiv. However, any area where no great efforts are necessary to catch the animal, that's not considered halachic seida and is permissible on yamtiv. Hechidem mechusud seida. The Gemara defines mechusud seida. I'm Rabbi Yisrael from Rehudim Rishmol. Kol she'imer havi mitzuda unitzedena, where one would use a trap to catch this animal. Rabbi Avuna Amar Shmuel adds that even where one might use a trap, the animal fowl is considered sufficiently trapped and not mechusud seida if they are boin lechluvin la'erv. If at night they come into their cages on their own and are dependent on their owners for food, or if at night they come into their cages on their own and once they're in their cages they do not try and run from their owners, such birds or animals, even if they are out of their cages, are not considered mechuset seida and may be trapped even outside of their cages on yamtiv. Agamar brings a brice which seems to contradict our Mishnah. Bevarim shel chayv shel eifis ein tzad mehem b'yamtiv. Which seems to contradict our Mishnah, which ruled, Avot Sadan Chayv Oif Min HaBevarim. The Gemara offers several answers. The Brayis is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, who teaches in the Mishnah on Shabbos, Hatzad Tzipa LeMigdal B'Tzvi LeBayis Chayiv, LeBayis Hu DeMechayiv, Avot HaBevarim Loi. That for one to be over the Issa of Tzedah on Shabbos, one needs to chase the animal specifically into a house, but into a beaver, a pen, or a cage is not considered sufficiently trapped. Therefore, when one traps it now in the beaver, he is doing tzedah now. Our Mishnah, which permits taking animals from a beaver, is referring to a beaver katan, a small beaver, whereas the braisa, which permits using animals from a beaver, is referring to a beaver gadol, a larger beaver. Hechadam and beaver gadol. How do we qualify a beaver gadol? I'm Ravashi. Kol hechad deroid abasra mati lebachad shachya, beaver katan, v'idach beaver gadol. If we can reach and subdue the animal in one stride, it's a beaver katan. Otherwise, it's a beaver gadol. Also, kol hechad de'ika ukzi beaver gadol ve'idach beaver katan. There are nooks and hiding places where the animal can escape to. It's considered a beaver gadol. Otherwise, it's classified as a beaver katan. And finally, kol hechad de'nafli tula de'kasla adadi is beaver katan ve'idach beaver gadol. If the pen is so small that shade falls in it from one wall to the opposite wall, it's considered a beaver katan. Otherwise, it's considered a beaver gadol. The next mission begins. Mitzuda is chay v'oif v'dagim sh'asim er v'yamtiv. Lo yitam mehen v'yamtiv. Elam ken yideyash n'tzeidim er v'yamtiv. Even if animals are trapped by themselves, for which there is no isra v'tzeida on yamtiv, still, to be able to use these animals on yamtiv, it must be muchen, trapped and prepared from before yamtiv, or else the animals are muktza. And so our Mishnah teaches, one may use these animals only if he knows that they were trapped from before yamtiv. The Gemara adds that our Mishnah is chasuri mechzer. It's missing a clause that states, Safik muchen asa, b'gim lil mater. Tanakhama holds that it may be used only if we are certain it has been trapped from before yamtiv, but not if it's doubtful. B'gim lil is of the opinion that it may be used even when it is merely possible that it was trapped before yamtiv. U'maisa b'nachri echad shehevi dog b'gim lil, v'amam u'tarin hein, ela she'in return l'kab l'menu. And the Mishnah relates an incident that illustrates this, that Rimlil permitted fish that were brought to him on Yamtiv by a non-Jew. However, this is actually machlokes. Safik muchen, Rimlil mate, Rabbi Shua aiser. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shua. That safik muchen aser be Yamtiv. The Mishnah had said that Umlil received fish from a non-Jew on Yom Tov and had ruled that it was permissible. Mutarim heim. The Gemara clarifies. Rav Amar Mutarim lekabel. Rav holds one may accept it from the non-Jew as they are not Muktza. Lev Amar Mutarim b'achila. Lev holds that one may even eat them. Rashi explains that neither Rav nor Levi hold like Rav Umlil, as they hold like Rav Yeshua, according to whom the halacha follows that Safek Muchen is Aster. They're merely coming to explain the words of Rav Umlil. The Gemara continues. Amarav lo'olam al yimna adam atzmei beis hamedrash afilo sha'achas. Rav teaches that one should not absent himself from the beis hamedrash even for a short period, as evidenced by this very case. Both Levi and I were present in the evening when the Rebbe taught mutar machila, but in the morning he retracted his statement and changed his teaching to mutar lekabel. Anod havi be midrash hadribi. Levi lo havi be midrash lo hadribi. I was present at both lectures and accordingly changed the teaching. Levi was absent in the morning and did not hear the final ruling of Rebbe on the matter. The Gemara continues. I'm Rav Papa. Hilchasa narchish hevi deren lisrael b'yamtiv. If a non-Jew brought fresh produce to a Jew on Yom Tov, im yesh me'isa amin b'mechubur asa, ula erev nami asu mechdei shiasu. If this type of produce is still growing in the fields, then it would be forbidden on Yom Tov and would also be forbidden on Matzah Shabbos for the amount of time of bechdei shiasu, however long it would take to bring the produce after nightfall, because it's asur for a Jew to benefit from a malacha that a non-Jew did for him. V'im ein mi'isa amin b'mechubur, techetchum mutur, chusletchum asur. If this produce is no longer on the tree, and we can therefore be sure that it was not picked on Yom Tov, then it is permissible provided it was brought from within the tchum. But if it was brought from outside the tchum, it's also because of the Isra tchum. However, it's only us of the person for whom it was brought, but it's mutter for others because the tchum were not as strict with tchumen, which is the Rabbanan.